That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey everyone, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the founder of Create and Cultivate, and this is Work Party, a podcast for a new generation of women who are ditching the rule book and redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. In each episode, we bring in leading female entrepreneurs for real talk advice on the topics that matter most to the modern career woman. From hiring to mentorship to raising money and so much more, whether you are pivoting to a new industry, negotiating a raise, turning your side hustle into a full-time gig, or pitching your company to investors, we're giving you the tips and tricks you need to take your career to the next level. Are you ready to make some money moves? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Work Party, the podcast that's part work, part party. Work Party celebrates a new generation of women and femmes who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Founders, creators, disruptors. These are the words that describe this year's Create and Cultivate 100 list. From intersectional sustainability experts to disruptors in the beauty industry, the women on the Create and Cultivate 100 list are building the brands and creating the content that's pushing us all forward. So on this solo episode, I answer some of your questions with some of the inspiring work of this year's honorees. So let's go ahead and dive in. All right, question one. I want to pivot my career, but I'm worried I've invested too much time into the path I'm currently on. What's your advice? Great question. So let's take an example from Amy Liu, beauty honoree and founder of Tower 28. A beauty world veteran, Amy worked at Smashbox, Kate Somerville, and Josie Maran Cosmetics before striking out on her own to start the award-winning makeup brand Tower 28, which she launched at age 40. Not only had she invested into her career as an executive working for others, she also had kids, mortgage, a lot of risks to think about. The decision to start a business was super scary for her. Amy also felt she had followed this really linear path. She went to business school, worked her way up the ladder, working for other companies. And while she had experience in the industry, she wasn't quite an expert in skincare or makeup. She also never felt like she had access to fundraising money. But one day, a friend from business school told Amy they would match $250,000 if Amy could fundraise the other half in 30 days. Nothing like a little pressure to get you started. And guess what? She did. In Amy's interview on Work Party, she said it took her 18 years to get to this point. But all the while, it was something she was saying out loud to herself and to others. So part of manifestation, she says, is just putting your dreams out there. So I always like to say it's never too late to pivot, right? You know, I think Amy is an amazing example of that. There are some great founders out there that have started businesses in their 40s, 50s, you name it. So here's the reality is like, it is a risk. Of course, it's always a risk, but it's big risk, big reward. To get yourself out of a path where maybe you're unfulfilled, unmotivated, unhappy is so crucial to putting yourself on the right track, to really being in flow with yourself and finding something that feels exciting to you, fulfilling to you in that way. So I think, you know, it is scary, but at the end of the day, all of these things will lead you to a new, exciting beginning, and the risk can often be worth the reward. Okay, question two. I'm a content creator who recently started gaining traction with brand partnerships. While I want to accept every opportunity, I also want to be intentional and not flood my followers with sponsored content. But I also don't want to lose these connections. So how do I navigate this? Climate honoree and sustainability activist Janu Roberts is so good at this. Janu has partnered with like-minded brands that further empower her community. Examples of this include Bank of the West and Grove Collaborative. So in sharing advice for up-and-coming activists and sustainability creators, she said, it's not just about reducing waste, it's also about sustaining yourself. Later this year, Janu is actually launching a course focused on teaching other creators how to work with brands so that they can contribute to build their own businesses. So I love this. You know, the reality is like, look, a dollar is a dollar, but not all dollars are created equally. When you're looking at brand partnerships and brand sponsorship deals, you really want to assess, you know, is this something that your followers are going to like? Is this something you would actually use? Is there a unique value here? That's number one. Number two is the brand letting you create something of your own volition, of your own creative, of something that you know your audience is going to love and relate to? I think there's so many good examples of this out there. You know, I actually saw an Instagram post the other day from Rach Martino, who's an amazing creator, and it was about this remodel of her bathroom. She does a lot of like remodels, interior stuff. And I was like watching the video because I love an interior moment. And it ended up being a sponsored post for Method, where she integrated in some of their bottles that ended up matching like the decor. But it was really seamless. It was like, I follow her for interior stuff too. So I wanted to see that. And showcasing how she was using Method in her bathroom was a very natural integration. So you want to make sure those integrations are natural. They're giving you the type of content that you know your audience will deliver on. But if you're just taking things to take things, I think your audience is going to smell that from a mile away. Okay, question three. How can you tell when something serves you versus when it doesn't? Okay. So content creator honoree Etching Ogutu nailed this one. Known as the tantalizing confidence queen of TikTok and Instagram, she creates inclusive fashion and makeup content that has built up an incredible community founded on fearlessness. This year, she plans to bring her online presence into IRL experiences, including a confidence tour. I'm so excited for her to kick off this tour. It's going to be amazing. And in her interview for CC 100, she said, if I don't feel a sense of freedom, a sense of happiness, if the energy is not reciprocated, if there is no sense of it, I see you and I want to be the best for you, then I am out. When something is for you, it should feel effortless and there should be no overthinking. Mic drop. One thing I also admire about her is how positive affirmations and moving her body are non-negotiables for her every single day. She consistently reminds herself of her worth, her power, and that she's deserving of good things. This is a lesson on self-love we could frankly all learn, including myself. We should be following her lead. And in doing so, it'll be easier to spot things that aren't helping you grow as a person. So I really love that because this is something I struggle with. Like everyone's always saying like, does it serve you? Are you in flow? And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I don't even know what that feels like. But for me personally, I think it's when I'm energized, when I'm drained from doing things or like that Cal invite pops up and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to get on this call. I think for me, that's where it doesn't necessarily serve me. So something to think about there, you know, I think it's all different for everyone, but I think some great advice from that creator. Okay, question four. I'm so proud of myself for the work I've done with my business. It's stable. It's going so well. But the idea of expanding is in the back of my mind. I'm nervous this could derail all of the work I've put in. Pinky Cole, food and beverage honoree, has a few great answers to this. She is the founder of Slutty Vegan, a plant-based burger chain in Atlanta that's valued at $100 million. So Pinky has her eyes on expansion as well. 20 new locations of her chain are set up to open after a successful Series A funding round. When asked about the successful fast-paced expansion, she said her first lesson was acknowledging that she didn't know it all. And because of this, it put her in the mindset of being a student that continues to research, keep learning, and avoid getting comfortable with what she knows. Second, she had to learn that you will lose people who are valuable to you in the business. But the most important part is having the emotional maturity to move forward without letting it get in the way of your success. Amen. Lastly, she says, don't do anything without having fun. A quote from her CC 100 interview, no one can force or persuade me to do anything that makes me uncomfortable. I must feel it within my spirit and it must be fun for me. Yes, so incredible. I mean, this woman is crushing it. And I love everything she's doing because it feels so unique to her versus her trying to put something out in the world that she thinks will fit with the status quo. So I think that's amazing. But what we're talking about here is scaling your business. And scaling your business is really scary, right? You don't know, you know, what's going to happen, who you're going to need, you know, to help support you as you build and grow this business. But it really all comes down to, and this is where I think the best, you know, kind of scale happens is automation, right? Is there ways that you could automate the scale of your business without having it be so intensive on yourself, on your team? Think about those ways that you can kind of automate things to help you grow, which will take off that pressure of feeling like it's all on you.
Hey there, business owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Dumb question. Of course you are. And that's why I'm excited to talk to you about my new favorite platform, Thinkific Plus. Thinkific Plus is the powerful, easy-to-use educational platform that businesses need to keep their customers, vendors, partners, and employees engaged. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife for your business. Thinkific Plus has everything you need to keep your customers coming back for more. And if I learned anything at the recent Create and Cultivate Future Summit in Austin, it's that customer acquisition strategies are changing at a rapid rate. And it's so important to engage with your customers at every point of the funnel, not just via traditional channels like paid social or email. And with Thinkific Plus, you have the opportunity to create, market, and sell online learning products that complement your existing products or services. You can boost customer activation and retention with online education that streamlines product training, onboarding, and support. You can also flip the platform to work internally. You can officially onboard, train, and develop your employees on your own terms. Deliver interactive content like video lessons and quizzes, plus track everyone's progress and engagement. So many businesses and organizations rely on Thinkific Plus. Take Hootsuite, for example, one of the top social media management platforms. Hootsuite uses Thinkific Plus to host their online training site, Hootsuite Academy, with online courses. So since launching with Thinkific Plus, Hootsuite has trained and certified nearly 500,000 customers in social media marketing. Insane. And their academy has allowed them to build relationships with customers, reduce churn, and increase the number of customers who have become brand advocates. Here's the thing. Education should never be an afterthought. It's actually an essential tool for business growth. The ultimate goal of using Thinkific Plus is to make more money and impact more people. It's never been easier to educate your customers and keep them engaged. And it's not just for large businesses. Thinkific Plus is scalable, benefiting businesses of all sizes. So if you're a coach or a consultant launching a new digital course, Thinkific Plus can help you streamline the onboarding process so your clients don't waste any time getting used to the platform or the flow of your course. When your customers win, your business does too. Right now, Work Party listeners get a special limited time offer that's 1 month free. Start educating your customers at scale for free. Go to Work Party's special URL. It's thinkific.com/party and get your free month of Thinkific Plus. That's thinkific.com/party.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
Question five, how can I get more comfortable in the world of investing? Love this. Our finance honoree, Simran Kaur's answer to representation in investing, she's founder of Girls That Invest. Her goal is to make investing more inclusive, starting from an early age. In her interview, she said, "You cannot become what you cannot see." More women talking about money or investing is going to encourage more women to come into the door. It feels less intimidating when you know people who look like you and can break down the jargon in ways you understand without being patronizing. It's about using language and a female lens that make it just a wee bit more fun and engaging. I love that. It's so similar to what I did with Create and Cultivate, you know, really creating something for women, by women that looked and felt like what we wanted to see and hear. So I think that's great advice. I think we need more women investing. We need more women raising money, which is why I'm so excited. I'm launching a fundraising masterclass to really help women learn how to break the barriers into raising venture capital or raising from strategics and angels. But there's so much great stuff here. Angel investing is something I've been doing for a long time and have seen great reward from. So let's get more women investing and raising. Okay, question six. I'm proud of the work I've done so far in my career, but there's a part of me that still feels like I'm not doing enough. This has led to major feelings of burnout. How do I tackle this to make sure I can sustain these dreams I'm working on? Madison Utindal, founder of Utindal Creative, an all-female Black-owned anti-trend branding and design agency, woo, has an incredible story that speaks to hard work both on her business and herself. Madison has been on the founding team of cultural phenomenons like Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Refinery 29's 29 Rooms, and the Museum of Ice Cream. While the experience of being behind these massive successes led to her specialty in emotional brand storytelling, it also led her firsthand to experience burnout. So since then, she's discovered the power of authenticity and self-worth within the workplace and is working to change the way creatives work with her agency. Here's what she said in her interview for Create and Cultivate 100. In my early 20s, I witnessed many people around me and twice my age struggle with themselves. I quickly realized that they were choosing to not do the work and resisted the journey. Since I turned 26, I've been on a self-love and self-care quest. Where I've landed today, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, has been the greatest accomplishment of my entire existence. Wow. While I'm so deeply proud of professional accomplishments, these accomplishments only have weight because I was able to do the personal work that allowed for me to step into my abundance and aspire towards them. The journey to happiness is lifelong and well worth it. I hope all women, especially those in the creative space, know that they are worth their wildest dreams. Such inspiring words there. And absolutely, burnout is a major issue that I think we all deal with, but good for her for figuring that out early enough in her career to be able to take her power back. Okay, question 7. I'm worried marketing for my business is going to fall flat. What's advice for trying something new? How do you know what to look for next? I'm tapping Allison Ellsworth from Poppy for this one. Her mission within Poppy is to inspire others to be creative and bring out their inner disruptive entrepreneur. From the start, Allison has always wanted to push the boundaries at Poppy and not decide their future. After sharing her founder story through TikTok, Allison woke up to 50 million views and over $100,000 in sales. This led to Poppy being the number one search beverage on Amazon, free endorsements from celebrity fans like Kendall Jenner and Drew Barrymore, and being named BevNet's Marketing Campaign of the Year. Absolutely incredible. I think more and more we're starting to see founders share their story in the behind the scenes through avenues like TikTok, where it isn't just the glossy, you know, fabulous moments of being an entrepreneur. It's really the down and dirty behind the scenes of making your product, dealing with supply chain issues, and having that transparency with your audience. So I think that absolutely is something we're going to be seeing more of and is worth taking the risk on. People want to hear your story. These were just some of the incredible women on the Create and Cultivate 100 list. Head to createcultivate.com to get even more advice and inspiration from their stories of hard work and success. And don't forget to submit your questions for our next mailbag episode by emailing hello@createcultivate.com, DMing us on Instagram @createcultivate, or calling the Work Party hotline 1-833-57-PARTY. That's 1-833-577-2789.
For more inspiring conversations like this one, follow the Work Party Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate and review us or show us some love on social. We love seeing you tune in every week and share your favorite episodes. We're at Work Party on Instagram and at It's a Work Party on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.